Praise the Lord, everybody. Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for joining us from the Blog Talk and from All Talks. God bless you so very much. Wow, God is so good. We just thank him for this day, this new day. We're in the midst of a great awakening, a new awakening, a new awakening. It's a spiritual shift away from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank you. And last night we thanked him a while. Thank you, Mother, to the nation. Amen. And to all of you who were with us on last night. My God, so wonderful. Thank God. Thank God for the youth prayer line and for what he did on last night. And the Lord is blessing, and we praise him, praise him, praise him. Amen. The line is growing, and I want to thank God for what he's doing. This is a wonderful day. Let's praise the Lord here and go to God in prayer. Amen. If you have a heart's desire, why don't you put it on your heart? And I'm praying for you these last 20. Amen. And calling your name in prayer, as I did on yesterday, the day before. Oh, God, thank you for every person here. Heavenly Father, we graciously come to you, Lord, in praise and adoration. We were created to praise you, to thank you, to give you glory, and to give you adoration. Thank you for this precious, precious day and for these wonderful people on this prayer line. Oh, God, you are always visiting us. And we thank you for those who have come to open their mouths and worship you, Lord. You deserve to be worshipped. Every time we walk, every time we talk, every time we move our legs and arms, God, it's a praise to you. For you created us and gave us the ability to walk and talk and sing and to look and to hear. Thank you so much. For some who are less fortunate, look on them, Lord. Help them in Jesus' name. Oh, God, some are encountering economic depression, and we ask that you look on them and help them in the name of Jesus. Some who are waiting by the highway exit, Lord, to ask people for money. I'm asking you, Lord, to look on them, those who are honest, and those, Lord, even who have worked a scheme, somehow help their mind in the name of Jesus. And those who are honest, God, bless them, help them in Jesus' mighty name. Look on those who are in foreign countries, Lord, who are hungry. Oh, God, you're the God who you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Help them, bless them. Look on those in prison. Help them, bless them, Lord. Look on those, Lord, who are hurting down inside. Oh, God, we just depend on you. You're all our help. You help everybody. And, God, we just look to you to bring us out. Thank you for the anointing that destroys all yokes. Oh, God, destroy the yoke this morning. And look on us, God, that anything that we've done that was not in your will, anything we've done that offended you, please forgive us. In the name of Jesus, sins of commission, sins of omission. God, we beseech you, therefore, by your mercies. Look on us. Now bless the prayer line today. Every ambassador, every ambassador elect, every person who's of the general public, all persons, God, look on us. Bless every person who participates and bless those who don't participate. Just help. We're looking to you. Shake the chunk tree up in heaven. And Lord, send financial blessings to those who are in need. Those who have their back against the wall, help them in Jesus' name we pray. We'll give you praise and adoration. And God, we'll just thank you over and over again Thank you now and forevermore. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everything I'm asking is in Jesus' name. Yeah. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And good morning. Are y'all awake out there? If you are, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all waking up gradually. Amen. But I just want you to know that God bless y'all last night phenomenally. Oh, my God. How many of y'all woke up and you can move your hands? Amen. Move those hands for me. Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, woke up and you could stand on your feet. At least move your feet for a moment. Move them. Move them. Move them. Open your eyes. Can you see?
Yes.
Can you see?
Amen.
Uh-huh. Can you hear me what I'm saying? Can you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you still asleep or can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, thank God. Why don't you give God what you owe him? You owe him some praise. The enemy didn't want you to wake up and be able to hear. The enemy didn't want you to wake up and be able to see. The enemy didn't want you to wake up and be able to move your hands and move your feet. He wanted to afflict you so you wouldn't be able to work for the Lord. But if you can... Work for the Lord, if you can hear me. Let's open up our mouths and more than 10 seconds, but let's thank him at least a minute or two for his goodness and his kindness. God has been so ultra to you. Do you realize it? Do you realize he's been good? If you do, let's open our mouths.
Yes.
Somebody wrestled last night. Yeah, you wrestled all during the night. But here you are. God let you make it to the day of break. Thank God for it. He's so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise Him. We appreciate Him. Amen. Has He been good to you? If He's been good to you, let's wake up and thank Him. Amen. For a new day, and why don't you get some praise reports ready? Amen. My God. My God. I appreciate the Lord for everything He's done. And I want to see if we can open up the wisdom seminar for a moment this morning. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord. Give me a moment here. But I do want to open up this wisdom seminar. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Proverbs. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4 and 1. If you have your Bibles, let's go there. It just says something simple here. Listen, my sons, my daughters, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. Mm-hmm. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. Listen, my sons, my daughters, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I purposely chose a scripture that we don't really quote too much. Amen. Something that will cause you to think just for a moment at least. When it says, listen, my daughters, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention. That's something right there. Because that's one of the areas that the enemy is trying to really get. Pay attention. He doesn't want the saints to pay attention to anything that God is doing. Many people are missing God's miracles because you're not watching, you're not paying attention. And when you don't pay attention, you will not gain understanding. You don't understand many things because you're not listening to the Father's voice. You're not paying attention to what He's saying. And you don't gain understanding. All right. Listen. Proverbs 4 and 1. Listen to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. Then He says, I give you sound learning. Sound learning. So do not forsake my teaching. It's coming from me, God says. I give you sound learning. Listen to me. Pay attention and gain understanding. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open that up to you, and I want you to give me what the Lord is giving to you. Giving to you in your heart. Amen. That's Proverbs 4 and 1. This is the Wisdom Seminar. And God give it the wisdom to you, amen, that you might be a blessing to others. Others who are listening all over the world. And why don't you share with them what you feel in your heart God has given to you. Proverbs 4:1, listen, my sons, my daughters, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. If you pay attention, you will gain understanding. He will reveal it to you. I've heard people say, I want God to help me to understand his word. Listen, pay attention. You gain the understanding. He wants you to understand his word. That's the will of God. I give you sound learning. Mm-hmm. So do not forsake my teaching. Follow his statutes and his judgments and his commandments because they're sound. Yeah, sound learning. God bless you. Let me open the seminar to you, you precious people. The Lord has given you something. I know. Go to Proverbs 4:1-2. The Lord bless you and keep you. The wisdom seminar is open to you. Who wants to say a word here? Give us something. And what that means to you. Amen. All right. The line is open to you. Anyone? What does that mean to you? Proverbs 4:1. And if you would, go into 2. Listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. Mm-hmm. All right. The line is open to you. All right. Who will help us on that? I know your mind is spinning a little bit. Come on.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges.
All right.
Good morning. I just want to say, just listening to that word, it's as if the Lord is instructing us to pay attention, to listen. It sort of ties into our lesson on last night, to not lean on your own understanding. You can also look at it as a warning, a word to our children. Listen to instruction. Don't just jump out and do things. God bless you.
Beautiful. All right, somebody else jump in there. Tell us what that means to you. Can you?
Amen. What?
Mother Britt, I know you're there. You're there all the time. What about you, Mother Willie Johnson? Help us. Amen. Mother Wilson, come on, y'all help us. Amen.
Amen. Mother Digby, what it means to me, what I'm understanding, is when it said a father, I think there's somebody, if you listen to a father, there's somebody that has experienced something. And if you listen to somebody that has experienced something, many things you won't have to experience yourself. You won't have to have the hard part. I was thinking about my pastor, how he told his son when he was younger. He said, now when the police stop you, his name is sir. You get out and you give him, you know, when he stops you, you give him the respect. And if you talk to them right many times, you can avoid them. That's what I was thinking there. Thank you.
Beautiful, Mother. Thank you so much. All right, you said something there, that those fathers have experience. Amen. How much more does God have, who hurled the sun out into space and called the light day and the darkness night? How much more experience does he have? Should we listen to him? Amen. To the Father, amen. Pay attention to what he's trying to get over to you. Someone called me the other day and said, Dr. Johnson, the Lord wants you to watch your surroundings. Amen. Amen. I've been watching my surroundings. Listen. Amen. You can learn from a baby, y'all. A baby, you got to watch him. Many times I watch babies in church when they don't want to be around a certain person. I'm watching that. Why? Why doesn't that child, that baby, want to be around a certain person? Because I watch it because you know, they run up to me. They hug my little leg. They grab me, and they want to be around me. Amen. But then when they shy away from certain people, there's something. I watch that. There's a certain reason why little kids want to be around certain people. And I watch that. Now pay attention. And if you'll keep watching, you'll gain understanding why. They won't forget my little grandbaby. She wouldn't go and hug this lady. She stayed away from her. The woman would say, come here. She wouldn't hug her. She wouldn't go toward her. Amen. There's a reason why children don't do certain things. And you ought to watch and pay attention all the time. There's a real reason. God's trying to show you something if you open your eyes. Amen. The Father's trying to show you something. All right. Let's take a couple more. Come on, help us here. Who else has
something? Good morning. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. Yeah, I just called to let you know that the Lord wants us to get wisdom and understanding, you know, mm-hmm. and He wants us to, you know, to be listen to our parents, our foreparents. See, they try to tell us what's right, and mm-hmm. a lot of times we turn away and listen at somebody else, you know, and want mm-hmm. to take other people's advice. Well, we should take our own father's name, and not only that, and like you said, use the pastor of the church there. You take your advice when they try to tell you the right thing. And if we mm-hmm. listen and walk, we won't get in a lot of trouble. We'll be obedient, like you say, we stop when the police stop you or whenever. We do the things that are right. And when we get on the job, we'll know how to respect the boss and everyone around us. And they can see Christ in our life the way we live. And they'll tell mm-hmm. you that you want no harm to do this. You can take that pen home or something like that. But we tell them, no, we don't want to do that. We don't do that. Thou shalt not steal. We don't do things contrary to God's word. Yes. But when we lift up and do things God be with, then they'll notice that. They may not say anything even then, but later on in life, they'll notice that person, we're working with that person, and they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't steal. They wouldn't take a pen. They wouldn't do anything. And that way you can they'll go back and say, well, I want to be like that. I want to live holy. So they can see you living holy, and make them want to live holy. So we have to walk upright and everywhere we go, in the church, in our home, and everywhere, so others can see Christ in us.
Beautiful, Mother. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Mother Britt. Amen. God bless her. Yeah, in all my ways, acknowledge
him.
And he shall direct our path if we listen to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we pay attention. See, a lot of times when God has molded us and shaped us, it's for a specific reason for us to be able to tell others, don't go down that street. When that parent says to you, that godly parent says to you, do not go down there. Do not go down there. You better listen. That's what happened in St. Louis, yeah. When that mother said to that son, don't go down to those riots. Go to school, boy. Don't do it. Listen. Amen. He went down there, and they were rioting. Amen. And that mother, she wouldn't let him go. She went down there. She saw her son on the news and went down there and gave him a beating in front of the crowd. And told you, don't go down. I'm trying to keep you from being killed. I don't want that bruise, that wound in my heart. And she told him. And you better listen to some of the things that these fathers and mothers are saying. In fact, listen to all of them. Pay attention because they come to help you. Don't go down that street. They've been down there 25, 35 years ago. They went down there and they found out that destruction was down that street. And they're trying to help you to keep and stay away from destruction. Uh-huh. See, Ezekiel 33 tells us, if you do it and you have not been warned, then the blood is on our hands. But if you do it and you have been warned, blood your hand. Yeah, we're sounding the trumpet, telling you don't go down there. Listen, listen, pay attention. You'll have understanding after a while. Sometimes you don't understand things right then. But as the old senior saints used to say, you'll understand it better by and by. Does anybody else have anything you want to say on that? Proverbs 4:1. Listen, my sons, my daughters, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. All right, anybody else? Say a word. Amen. Let the Father lead you. Amen. Anyone else? Before we will take one more, if you got it. You want to say something? Anyone else? All right. God bless you this morning. Yeah. I'm going to go to maybe two or three praise reports. Has the Lord done something for you and you want to tell it? Amen. I'm opening the line up to you. If you have a praise report. Anyone else? The most saints, God's been good to you. Shouldn't have to pull on you. Amen. What has God done for you? All right. What has God done for you? Sister Jerry Hall, what has the Lord done for you? I know the Lord has been good to you. All right. Mother Peterson.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Why did I have to call on you?
Good. And I apologize, Pastor. I'm on my way to work. Good morning to everyone. Pastor, when you said our limbs, we woke up and our limbs are moving. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for my limbs to be moving. I just thank the Lord that I am in my right mind, that I can listen and that I can understand. I thank the Lord for his word, that I'm reading my word every day. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for my job. I thank the Lord for the first group prayer line. I thank the Lord for my peace ambassador and first lady and mother of the nation and everyone on the line on this morning. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Beautiful. All right, somebody else who has a praise.
Pastor Peterson. Give praise to God. Thank God. I have been on the line, but I haven't been seeing anything after this or walk and stuff. I've been going through quite a bit the last few days, so I think, praise God, you know, last week still with me, and I'm still holding on to faith and claiming healing. But like you said, you need a healing time to work. So I'm thanking, praise God. So I really miss it, but I wouldn't say anything to those other people. Rest of my boys, so I'm still not like it should be, but I thank, praise God, I am. I thank you that for my right mind. I thank you the portion I had to share. I continue to bless you. So I just say, that's the Lord, just continue to bless me and pray for a miracle in my life and bless it out for a miracle for me. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. One of the things I learned, is that when God does a little bit for you, thank him, because he'll do more for you.
Thank you.
As he does, if you notice any difference, if your head was aching and you notice any type of differences, if it's not hurting as much, if you just start thanking him for that little bit, the headache may still be there, but if you start thanking him for the ease, I've found out for myself that the Lord will do more. More you thank him, more he'll bless you. Amen. That's the way you get miracles many times. When Jesus was there with the 10 lepers, yeah, they all were healed. But he told them, first of all, to go show himself to the priest. It was about 80 miles back there to where they were going to Jerusalem. They had to go to Jerusalem to do that. And as they went, for them to lead Jesus, who was healing, and started walking toward Jerusalem. That was a sign of showing faith in God. Just a little bit. Yeah, as they were walking, things start happening. Not all at once, but it started happening. And perhaps one of them, all of them had leprosy, but perhaps as they walked down the road, one of them noticed that his hand looked different. And it was just a little bit. They had those big, huge, swelling bumps all over them. But he noticed his hand, nothing was on his hand. He started praising God. Another one looked and saw that his arm was clearing up. The work wasn't done all together, all at once. But they noticed something happening. And they started praising God for the little bit that was happening on them. Walking and notice that, look at my leg. My leg is clearing up. And one looked at the other face and said, your face doesn't have the box on it anymore. And little by little, when they began to notice what the Lord was doing in the little bit, that's when the miracle came to fruition all over them as they went. And Jesus told them to go all the way back there. It took time to walk back there to show themselves to the priest. But when they got back, after walking those somewhat close to 80 miles, they were cleared up. It took time. That's why I preached that sermon called Give the Anointing Time to Work. And you'll notice that it's clearing up, but you got to thank him on the way. They began to thank him on the way. And when they got back, they were completely healed. But they thanked him on the way. You're on your way to a miracle if you thank him on the way. I'm not saying that you don't, but take the teaching, take the learning. You'll understand it better by and by. This is from experience. Thank him on the way. God bless you. Is there anybody else who has a praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Renee McNutt from Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Area code 325. I just want to thank God for my health and health. And, you know, peace with my blood. And I know that's all God. And I want to thank God for my job. Thank God for my car. I mean, God has been so good to me. And I just want to thank him and keep thanking him. And because he is a good God. And y'all all have a blessed day. And y'all all have a blessed weekend, too. Love y'all all.
We love you, too, Sister Renee. And you're one of the ones on this line who always notices, you know, things that God is doing for you. And I always want to offer praise unto him. That's a wonderful thing. Don't lose it. Keep it. And then hold on to what you got. All right?
Thank you.
Is there one more?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God. All the thanks on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord that on this morning that my daughter wasn't here. I went to bed last night, and she was at work, and I wake up and check and make sure she's here every morning, and she wasn't here. And I was sitting here worrying about her, and I just started thanking the Lord and praying and asking the Lord to let her be safe because there's so much stuff going on out here. And the next thing I know, my daughter knocked on the window to get in the house. So I truly thank the Lord that she's here safe. And I'm asking this thing to continue to keep me in your prayers, me and my children. God bless you.
Beautiful.
God bless you. This is Father Digby, first giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that's on the line. I want to ask you to forgive me for being slow for coming when Dr. Johnson first asked for praise reports. I don't want to be crawling. I want to, because God has been so good and he's done so many wonderful things in my life. I thank the Lord for how he delivered me from migraine headaches. I want to say I used to have them, and you know about migraine, they handle you. I would have to go and just lay down in a dark place for a while, and
I couldn't get up when I wanted to, but I had to get up after I was delivered. And I thank the Lord. The Lord has been so good in my life. He's done so many things I didn't even have to ask him. But the Lord did them, and we have so much to be thankful for. And I want to say our church mother taught us nothing is too small if you're concerned about it. And God has done great and small things in my life. And I shall be forever grateful. And I'm grateful for this prayer line because it's such a blessing to me. Thank God.
Thank God for you, Mother. Thank God for you. All right. Might have time for one more if there's anybody who wants to give your praise report.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Chief, and all the saints on the line. This is Sister Castile from Minneapolis. Praise the Lord. I haven't been a part of the service, but I've been on many times, and I have not had anything to say. I was busy and was on mute, but I always enjoy this prayer line, and I thank God for it, that it's always available, and we thank God for that. And I just thank God for being so good to me. I've been retired now from my job for 6 months, going on 6 months and 2 days on the 31st. So I do thank God for the freedom, and I thank him for the next level that he has for me, and that I'm still available, you know, to do all that he has for me to do. And I thank God for my children, my family, and the reconciliation that is going on in our family. I thank him for each of you, and I'm always praying for you, and you're in my thoughts and prayers always. God bless you today.
God bless you today. It's good to hear from you, Sister Castile.
Yes.
All right. I got to move here this morning. Is there anyone who needs prayer? This is the first worldwide prayer and praise line. Thank you for your praises. Amen. Your testimony, your praise reports. Is there anyone on the line who needs prayer? Amen. Lift the anointing. Touch you and
yes, I need a miracle. I really need a miracle. I need a miracle for my whole body. I need a miracle.
Hey. God bless you, Sister Peterson. We'll get prayer for you in just a few minutes here. Let's take a few more prayer requests. Amen. Anybody else? I want you to pray for Sister Bria. Keep her on your prayer list. Wonderful young lady, and we don't want the enemy to sift her feet. We bind that in the name of Jesus on this earth. Amen. Who else has a prayer request?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
This is Toya Hall, unspoken prayer request.
Sister Joaquin Cobb, unspoken.
Okay.
Pastor Johnson, this is Ambassador Lily Garnett, area code 773. Will you please pray for me? I'm still having a problem with the breathing, the asthma. Sometimes when I walk, I get kind of short of breath. So I'm still claiming my healing, but it's the Lord. Completely healed me.
Right.
I try not to take medication. Once in a while, I do.
All right. Anyone else? We have all the prayer questions here. 1, 2, 3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325.
Right.
I would like for y'all to pray for a friend of mine that lives in the apartment complex. Same. She asked me to put her son on the prayer list. His name is Jamie Rose. She didn't say what was going on, but God knows. And yes, and continue to pray for me and my family.
All right.
And y'all all have a blessed weekend. I love y'all all.
Mm. We love you. God bless you. All right, let's review these prayer requests. Sister Peterson, she needs a miracle. Amen. It's unspoken. Okay. Pray for Bria, if you would. Pray for Sister Lucille, unspoken. Sister Toya Hall, unspoken. And Master Waleen Cobb, unspoken. And Lily Garnett, she's having a breathing problem. Amen. And Renee, she's requesting prayer for Jamie Rose. I believe that's the son of one of her constituents there in the apartment building. Jamie Rose, okay? Saints, I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you. So many of you who are on this line, they want to just say, let somebody else do it. Don't do that. Why don't you do it? Amen. The line is open to you. Give me somebody who can pray. Amen. Otherwise, I'll pray. I'll pray anyway. But is there anybody else who would offer prayer for some or all of these persons? Amen.
Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. We come before you on behalf of our sisters and brothers, the ones that have different conditions. God, you see and you know it all. Look on Mother Peterson, God. You are a miracle worker. Give her a miracle on today, God. Give her a miracle that she knows she has a miracle from you. Bless your people everywhere. Take us through every test and every trial. Keep us real in your name today, God. God, look on those unspoken requests. Nothing hid from you. God, you see and you know. Bless them, Lord. Unravel everyone, God. Do it for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on Sister Lily Garnett, God, with that breathing problem. God, the breath is in your hand. Give her strength, God. Bless the Lord. Increase her breathing, God. Let her passages open up, God. In the name of Jesus, you're God and you can do it. You told us we could ask what we want, and we desire that all of these blessings, all these things that the people have put before you today, God, do every one of them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Great is your way, God. You're so worthy today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on the rulers and governors everywhere. Bless them, Lord. Give them to lead a quiet and peaceful life. Look on your people, God. Look on pastors. Encourage hearts. Look on Bria, God. Let her be an outstanding young woman. Make her way straight, God. In the name of Jesus. God, you see and you know. You know her life. You know her desire. We desire that she be excellent in everything, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise. And the glory and the honor shall be thine. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. We'll maybe have one or two other prayers. You know, I've been praying for you all on these last 20 days. Amen. This is the 91st day of our fast on this line. I mean you all are fasting. I'm fasting. And this is the 91st day. And one of my prayers, I'm adding, Lord, please wake up the saints. Let them stop crawling. Amen. Let them be eager to be a blessing to others. When I ask him, Lord, to give a testimony, a praise report, let them be eager and be ready to join in. And when I ask him, Lord, to pray for others, let them be eager. I know it's the enemy. It's the devil. It couldn't be God that makes you hold back on him. He wouldn't do that. I know why the devil's doing it too. Because he has read Job 42:10. This is in the NIV that says after Job and prayed for his friends. The Lord made